Chis of Zman Adloke, and many, many shaylas circulate around this, you know, this yesoid of the Zman Adloke b'Zman Hazeh, if it's different than it was in the time of Chazal, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's a ganze shaylas. So I was more a long time ago already that today we don't have l'chayre, the whole seder of the Rishus HaRabim v'Zmat Amol Gehat, we don't have today. So the emes is 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, is a no zone. So it has no, it's not a zman b'chlal. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zichat Tzadik L'Vrocha, had a very choshev eidim. He's Baruch Hashem still with us. Rabbi Yitzchak Yeruchim Budensky, he yarshin Rav Shlomo Zalman's mahalach and learning very much so. So he wrote a sefer Aliches Yitzchok on Masecha Shabbos, bigger in Melecha Shabbos and other Zachim. But he has a shtickle here. He says he taka asked Shlomo Zalman on the whole Zman Adloka b'Zman Hazeh. He says over here, as Dr. Hazeh, v'sheilna zukame dem adoini mergi v'chomi. Today, b'chlal, even Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people, not mak b'dafka ad shetich l'regel. L'chayr comes out according to Shitas HaRambam, if you're lighting outside. Right? If you're lighting outside. You can only light in that half hour. That's it. So we spoke yesterday that the Rashba and other Rishonim hold that you could light the whole night. Even b'mei Chazal, you're able to light the whole night. But the Rambam zoklorna. Rambam says you can't. So the Shailas b'zman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, so holding a half hour after the Zman, could you light? Minigoylum is they light, that I could tell you. Right. The Shailas what? So he says, I asked this to Rav Shlomo Zalman. V'omar li shekivon sheyesh gedoy l'toyra, shenoyagim af b'zman hazeh l'hadlik b'soich habayis. Interesting. Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that the Mekemphalozen Zach and Yerushalayim to light outside after the half hour. You have to ask, after half hour Yerushalayim is very early. Because Seis is not like over here. Forgetting those that are not like to go in. So it's very early. I mean, if you don't rush, you're not going to make it. See, so he says that Rav Shlomo Zalman said they could rely on the sheet that's hold the G'dayli Torah, that Bizman Hazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, you could light inside. Now this chiddush from Rav Shlomo that he's saying over b'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman is by me a chiddush nifla. Chiddush nifla. I'll tell you why it's a chiddush nifla. Pashtus, what would the Ramah say b'zman hazeh if somebody would want to light the Hanukkah outside? You have mischakmim, and I don't mean that derogatory, but I'm just saying you have mischakmim. That light today, they may put a box in Muncie. They put a box, they light outside. Right? How are you supposed to look at such adlokas? So first of all, Ali Yidin, Ahilik Yidin, should you have kina sefer? When you pass by, you're driving down the street, you pass by and you see somebody in the middle of College Road and they have a beautiful fish tank outside in their driveway with a Hanukkah lecht. Should you have kina sefer? Well, I wish I could have that. So first of all, I always said I have no kina seferim. Ichigat Rebbe, Reb Yankov Zatzal, he lived across the street at Kitzinden in the Vedic. He lived inside. I had no kina seferim. But I want to tell you, not only I don't have a kina seferim, I have a tzad godel, you're not yotze b'chlal. And I'll tell you why. Because assuming that we don't have adlok aschutz for umpteen reasons, right? It doesn't matter why, right? Yudor ben Agoyim, today we don't have a real Rishus HaRabim, there's no real Shuk. Whatever the reasons are, that the Rishonim already shvitz why we don't light outside. The Ramah says today we light inside. Ain't his harm, I feel to light by the door. The Torah brings down, you put it by the door, so when the door opens, there's a shtickle pesumnis. So now, if you light outside, you're giving up pesumnis of Bnei Abayis. Outside is not Adlokas Pnim. So assuming that we don't have today Adlokas Chutz, so what are you? You're in Gansen. You're Nishtahin or Nishtahel. You're not here and you're not there. You're nowhere. Nowhere is not a good place to be. You're not being mekayim hadlokas pnim because you're lighting in the driveway. You're not being mekayim hadlokas chutz because there is no hadlokas chutz. Assuming that that's the case, that there's no hadlokas chutz. So you're nowhere. We light inside. We have the Ramah. We have that today the Ikir Adlokas for Bifnim. We have the Bali Atois in the Ramah. And that's what we're not meaning. We're not confused. We're coherent. Somebody wants to light in the house and light, make a bracha in the house and light in the driveway. Gives them the hate. You could put a tree in the driveway too. As long as you don't do L'Shem Avodah Zarah. But somebody who lights in the driveway only, right? Somebody who lights in the driveway only, I have no kinah seifrim. I have no kinah seifrim for that. Baruch Hashem, we have G'dayli Yisrael, they were moirish to us, where we light the Ner Chanukah in Chutz La'aretz. Kemat was not nimsach. I'm sure people that do it, they're doing it with the best intention. And yesh lama malismich, that they do, and whoever they ask, but I'm just saying, Echob Nishkin kinah seifrim. I don't have kinah seifrim. By me, this thing that Rabbi Tzrik Yeruchim, you can't Rabbi Tzrik Yeruchim. As a grace, so Rabbi Tzrik, what he's saying from Rav Shlomo Zalman is a big chiddush. Because there, you're lighting the menorah outside, and the way he's touching it up, there Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's okay that it's after this man, because there are gedolim who hold you could light inside. Good to light inside. But to light outside, not in this man of chutz, that's a shein chiddush. If Shlomo Zalman would have said, you could rely on the fact that today the shuk is later, that I understand also. If that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman would have said, that you're lighting, you could light outside today, later, because the shuk outside is later. That I understand. That's not hard to understand. But the way he's quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman is that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you could light later, it's okay because you could light in the Agadol mold, you could light inside today. What is that? The only way I could understand what he's saying, what Shlomo Zalman was saying, perhaps, is that he held that if you light outside after this man, the Madlik has a Pesuminisa. The Madlik himself has Prisimines for himself. So therefore, perhaps he held that you could follow Zachandat to make a bracha. And then Avada, you're getting the street also. You're still getting the street. The street is not bottle. But it's Loigora from Adlokas Pnim. Maybe that was the, I don't know, it's a big finish. But then he says the Svarah that I always tell Reb David every year, that by me, Adlokas Chutz today at 4:30, Adlokas Pnim or Adlokas Chutz. Either way, the Adlok of 4:30 by me is very, very shver. Those people that light 4:30 is very shver. Now, again, as I told Rav David always, if you have a Messer, some of us have a Messer, has it 100%. Based on Rabaran, based whatever. But Al Svar alone, somebody comes to me, they want to ask me how they should start being Noyig. They don't have a Minig Mishpachti. They're telling me they should light it. That's my 4:30 is Nishtahim, Nishtahel. It's not a busy time. It's not a shuk time. It's not a good time for a shraga b'tahara. It's almost like a b'dievet from Mikol Hatzdogim. So I see here at the end of his piece, Hitaka was bothered with this. V'yesh lo'ira sovi godol b'nyoneinu b'zman ha'adloke. The b'zman amo ya'aminik shekol b'nei ha'shuk choizrim l'boteyem imashkia. Stop, you have to look at the markets. That's when they went home. That was, you have to realize, rush hour then, there was no rush hour. It was rush shkia. That's what it was called, rush shkia. Rush hour then was in the summertime at 8 to 8:30, and in the wintertime, 4 to 4:30, or 4:30 to 5. There was no rush hour. You understand? So that was the, he says, but today, in came b'chatzi shozu, kol b'nei anshei reshus harabim, holchem b'ruchay v'choshev regal harabim. Avul b'mazneinu, eim b'zei skapsu shul b'nei harabim. This is the time I scream about all the time. Today, that time is nothing. V'loi chashiv v'klal regal harabim. Rak regal yechidim. ואם כן, אין לנו כלל דינה דרשוס הרב בזמן הזה. We don't even have it. He says, I don't even, he's clearing, what are you even lighting outside for? Is memela hagei dina kamo shadol ba'ali lamal mechof shemenicha al shulchani v'dayoi. Adara b'tzorch tafka ladlika b'fnim. The whole chiddush of lighting outside was because you have the maila of the shuk. You have a shuk maila. Otherwise, fakert. That's the b'fnim. Which is mamish, what I'm trying to tell you is that this chutz and this pnim, you don't want to be nishtahin and nishtahel. You don't want to be an andreganus if you weren't born that way. Right? You don't want to make yourself an andreganus. Right? But Baruch Hashem, it's not us. We make a shalei asani in the morning. Right? You don't want to be nishtahin and nishtahel. That's why by me, this man today, where people, today, l'chayrit should be the ikel, when the Bnei Bayis HaMotzri. So somebody would run and go and light, let's say 4:30, and their wife and the kids are not there. This is Mamisha. I don't know what that is exactly. I don't understand what they're doing. You're running home. The home is not, if the whole family is there, Shanti, you could say it's Loi Gora. It's Loi Gora, then 5 o'clock or 5:30. It's Loi Gora. What? Yeah, if you hold like the Rambam, 100%. If you hold like the Rambam. Now this you have to know. So that's what we're going to go now into the next step. So I'm telling you, number one, we have a big question today whether we have a hadlaka b'chutz properly. So really the hadlaka is bifnim today. The hadlaka is bifnim. For sure by us, b'nei chutz l'aretz bifnim. But yesh lochush tuva, that today we don't even have hadlaka's chutz. The metzias of that. Now, it could be if somebody lives in a neighborhood where there's a shuk and there's a... Could be. But I'm saying the way we, let's say in Muncie, who's the chutz? Who is the chutz? all these streets, especially the dead-end streets. Who's your chutz? There is no chutz. There's a straggler driving down the block who may look into your window. That's hayochet. You see the achroinim clear, if you have an apartment building, and you live higher than 20 amas, right? Is there an inyan to light by the window? A big tumult. Some hold no, some hold yeah, because there's buildings across the street. Those buildings, maybe it's not a problem of lamala mechof. Yeah? In other words, you understand, I live in a skyscraper, you live in a skyscraper. So from my window, I could see your window. Some say no. It's still lamala mechof, because it has to be the bnei ashuk that are in the market, not somebody looking out of his window over there. Chazal weren't misakin pilsuminisa the rabbin for a guy looking out of his window or a guy flying in a plane looking at a helicopter. That's not, they were misakin it for a shuk. Today you don't even have that. You don't even have the mitzias. Most people are in the cars. And they're not even walking. Right? No, you didn't have the chatzar. You had the way the tour is mashma is you had the oivim v'shovim outside.
Beyond.
Also, that's the best. When you light a b'nei chatzar, first of all, the chazanish holds that the chatzar is a chelik of the bias. That's what the chazanish is, you said. Chazanish actually holds, that's the reason why the chazanish holds today, even in Yerushalayim, they shouldn't light by the end of it's a big debate with the Brisker Rov and the chazanish. Precisely for this reason. The Chazanish held that the Chotzer, the whole reason why the Chotzer even qualified, if you light the Pesach HaChotzer, and you're lighting it for the Rishus HaRabim, fine. The Pesach HaBayis and the Pesach HaChotzer were both entries to your home. So according to the Chazanish, you weren't giving up your home. That's my home. It's like my outer room. It's my outer room. The Chotzer was used as a bias. They had the Tanner in the Chotzer. He holds today, we don't have a chutzah. See, taco holes, like Rabbi Sapistin is saying, somebody lights at the end of the it's nothing. The chutzah today doesn't exist. Bimei Chazal, the chutzah was like my hallway in my house. Better than my hallway. The oven was there. It's not shuk. In the time of Chazal, either you had your house, but then you had your fnim. That's your fnim. Pesach HaBayis L'Chatzah is mamish b'fnim. It's like the way we light. Beautiful. Or you lit by the end of the Chatzah, which had both milas. It was the Pesach of your bias, and you had the shuk. But you had today. You don't have that bechlal, and you don't have a regular shuk. So it's debatable today if we even have a musig of adlokas chutz. Afal pikein l'maisa the gedoyli Yisrael in Yerushalayim all the years they lit taka that zman, and they lit outside. They falosuch that did. Now in Yerushalayim there is a little bit more of a shuk. There is taka. You go. This first of all, people walk. You saw in Hilchos Erevin. I have to stop early today, but in Hilchos Erevin, there's a whole shaila when people are in cars if they're called Bnei Hashuk Bechal. It's a ganze tumult. One of the tzirufim they used for the 600,000 people, they kind of the cars. There's a chavolim Bnei Imam wants to say such a thing, that when you need 600,000, the Shibishenim world, you need 600,000. They have to be outside. If they're in a car, even though a car is oil zorik, that doesn't count. So he wants to say that it's it, but for Pesumei Nisa, it's a strong svar. By Shabbos, it's a chiddush gadol, right? That would mean that in the time of Chazal, if they went with wagons, 600,000 people, it wouldn't be called Ovram V'Shovim, right? But for Pesumei Nisa, it is a strong svar. That person in a car was driving by 40, 50 miles an hour or 30 miles an hour, the shuk are the people that are walking. Tichla regel min ashuk, the people that are walking. It's like a verbrengzach in the shuk. There's no stragglers. We don't see. What I'm trying to say is, we don't see a mocker in Chazal that there's a hadlocha for stragglers. If there was, then even after tichla regel, there's still stragglers. There was always a straggler. The teretz is they weren't masakan hadlocha for a straggler. They were masakan hadlocha for the shuk or for you. Which is Minichah al Shulchanai. Those are the two adlokas that we have cemented into Chazal is Shuk and you. Not neither. Neither is an adreganis. You understand? Minichah al Shulchanai v'dayah we have in Chazal. Now even that's a debate. Was that a new takana, Minichah al Shulchanai? Or it's Yena takana? Right? It's the original takana of adlokas menorah. Or was it a whole, according to the Rambam, it was a new takana? There's adlokas chutz. If you look at the Rambam, they weren't misakin the mitzvah of adloka, and it's preferable to light it by the door. He brings down ikir takana alik al pesach habayis. That's the adlok, that's takana. Now there's a new thing, b'shas ha-sakana. That's a special thing for b'shas ha-sakana. It wasn't like a many b'shanim learn, no. B'shas ha-sakana is poshet. Sakana doesn't even mean sakana. Tosafot learn sakana means the candle will go out. Doesn't even mean sakana. So you not a sakana to me. The candle won't. So the Ritva says, and therefore, if it's windy outside, the same thing as shasa sakana. So that's a debate in the Rishonim whether shasa sakana was like a separate sakana, or it's the regular mitzvah zadloka, where if you can't be mekayim for outside for practical reasons, you mekayim it inside. It's the same. In fact, the other Rishonim have the girsa v'dayoy. The Rambam doesn't have the girsa v'dayoy, because the Rishonim will learn that it's the same takana. It's vidayoy. It's yena takana v'adlokas menorah. Vidayoy on your table. The Rambam doesn't say vidayoy because according to the Rambam, it's a new... Okay, we'll get to l'maisa zmanim tomorrow. You know what somebody told me in Lakewood? A choshevi told me, a good svar. He said, now that everybody runs home, it became a shuk. In the middle of second Seder, everybody's running home to light.
That's what Rosh Hashanah meant. He said, that, "We say Muhammad Gdelim in Eretz